back at 4:27, and the one thing that Americans don't like is when the wool is pulled over their eyes, the dirt is shoved under the rug, the secrets are kept in the closet. What other metaphor can I use? Especially when it involves a horrendous atrocity, and there seems to be something fishy going on with retention of information. I'm talking about the Covenant School shooting that happened, of course, a few weeks ago, late March. Tragedy, like I can't imagine in a long time. It just, this one really struck a nerve with everyone. Well, now the National Police Association has filed a lawsuit to figure out what was the motivation and what was in that manifesto. And to help us unsort what's going on and analyze it is Doug Pierce, First Amendment attorney representing the National Police Association, a great organization. How you doing, Doug? Thanks for being with me.
I'm doing fine, and I'm very glad to be with you. One thing, you know, you opened up, and I appreciate you doing that, about how else would you phrase it, and that reminded me of something that a former Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court said, Warren Burger. What he said in a case like this is, the people do not demand infallibility of their public institutions, but they find it difficult to accept what they are prohibited from observing. And so that's one way of looking at it.
No, that's right. And look, I mean, it's funny, isn't it ironic, Doug, that on the heels of what was universally acknowledged as the prototypical response to a situation like that by the police department, right? I mean, they hit it out of the park. No one disagrees. And then it seems like on the administrative, whoever's responsible sitting behind a desk at some level, is it the police department? Who's ultimately the custodian of those records, and who are you suing for access to those records?
It is the National Police Department, and that's a subdivision of the Metropolitan Nashville and Davidson County government, so that is who we are suing. Now, whether they are getting some marching instructions from someone else, I can't say for sure, but we certainly have that suspicion.
What is it that gives you reason to think that there's an agenda in withholding that? I mean, let me put it another way. Let's try to always put I always think if you can give the best argument to the other side, then it helps you construct your finest, sharpest argument. What legitimate, as a First Amendment attorney, what legitimate rationale could the department use to say, hey, it's not in the public's interest, it's not in the prosecution? What legitimate reason could they give to say, no, we can't release this yet?
Well, the reason we have this suspicion is because it seems crystal clear that this information should be released. The Tennessee Public Records Act is very simple. It just says that all public records should be available to the public unless there is a legal exception. And there's no question that this constitutes what's being sought is a public record. No question about that. The only question is, what is the exception? And in fact, we've been told exactly what the exception is that they're relying upon, and that is a rule that's contained in the Tennessee Rules of Criminal Procedure. It's a rule that relates to discovery, and it's also a well-established fact that, I mean, if there is a criminal proceeding going on, well, to be more specific, it's either a pending criminal proceeding or a contemplated criminal proceeding, then the police department is justified in withholding the documents. But as you've already pointed out, number one, the shooter in this case is deceased, so she's not going to be a criminal defendant. The police behaved in a very heroic and commendable manner. They are not going to be defendants. And I guess that leaves everybody else in the world, but all the information we've received is that she acted alone, and that there's not going to be any criminal proceeding. And for that reason, to get back to your point, when the excuse appears to be that invalid, that suggests to you there's some other reason.
Okay, so in the news story that accompanied what I read about your filing, said that Wednesday or Thursday, the Fox News reported that the police confirmed they will release a manifesto. Was there when? Was there anything given, or sort of an open-ended timeline? What was new news about that?
Well, yeah, that's an excellent point. And not only did the police say that, but even our state governor, he made a posting on some online platform saying that, once again, this was, I think it was on Thursday, he said he expected it to be released, quote, very soon, end quote. And the point is if it's about to, if it's going to be released, there's no basis for a delay in the release.
Right.
No valid reason for a delay.
I don't know. It's just there's something that just smells fishy about this. It just doesn't make sense to me. Are they maybe fearing that there could be some violence or something if it turned out that, there was a progressive agenda, if you will, a woke agenda here, and that somehow the other side might get violent? I don't know. I can't. I'm reaching for straws here.
Well, I mean, that's all anybody can do at this point. I mean, your efforts to reach at straws is what a lot of people are doing, and that gets back to what you opened up with and I followed up on is, when the people are not told, and they start reaching for straws, and that's only human nature. It's understandable, and there have been a number of examples of, one that comes to my mind, I just recall up in Chicago, police shootings of people, and they withheld the body cam footage for the longest period of time, and that doesn't that just builds up pressure that blows up when it is released, and so holding things is not a good solution.
Talking with Doug Pierce, who's representing First Amendment lawyer, who's representing the National Police Association in this action to try to obtain that manifesto. I recall recent incidents and almost standard operating procedure that people release the motives that they've uncovered from whatever, whether it's been a suicide note that someone left in these mass shootings or some other documentary evidence. I mean, it seems like they've been pretty loose and easy with these things early on, much earlier on than this.
Once again, causes us to wonder what is going on. And of course, one concern I have is whenever they do release something, which, as you've pointed out, they've said they're going to do it. It's just a question of when. Will we see redactions, significant redactions that say, okay, here it is, but we're missing the good stuff? Who knows? We can only speculate there as well.
Hey, I want to play something for you that we played the other day. If I can, just since, you're a First Amendment expert, and there's so much now, boy, people wanting to have, what you think in some cases, and, being now, prosecutable. It's got to be a frightening time for those who defend the First Amendment. And so we played a clip, I think we played it last week, Brian, but it was basically from RFK, and RFK has an opinion about climate deniers. And what should happen to them? Take a listen.
I think those guys who are saying that global warming doesn't exist, that they are contemptible human beings, and that, I wish that there were a law you could punish them under. That's a criminal offense, and they ought to be serving time for it.
I mean, there's people that are pushing for this, and I'm sure legislatively we probably have some, in blue states, we probably have something that may give prosecutors license to do exactly what RFK would have people do. Just in a general sense, I know this isn't the topic that we ask you to come on for, but because we have your expertise here. Are Americans at real risk, or is it just conservative talk show paranoia about our free speech being prosecuted and people ending up either, with criminal or civil penalties because of that?
Well, I would say, we've had this First Amendment since pretty much the beginning of our country, and it had little exercise or use as compared to the last 60 or 75 years. And so we are seeing greater exercise, and when you have greater exercise of it, then you have more people questioning the exercise of it. And it just creates some tension, but hopefully people behave in a civil fashion and accept that there are going to be disagreements about how far the right extends, because ultimately with all rights, be they first, minute, second, third, fourth, with all of the amendments and all the rights, it's a matter of where you draw the line. Because no right is absolute.
But I mean, I guess, boy, you know, being a guy that remembers, was it Skokie, Illinois, where as much as it was abhorrent speech, I mean, the Nazis were wanting to protest, right? And, you know, but I always thought that the First Amendment protected speech, even if it was speech I didn't like, even if it was, quote, big air quote here, hate speech, right? I mean, that's the beauty of our country. And I just see that, that clear distinction being eroded and now grayer and grayer areas attempting to be painted by the left in order to muzzle the free speech that they don't like.
Well, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, there's no point in having a guarantee of free speech as we have under the First Amendment unless it is for speech that you do not like. I mean, if it was just going to be speech that one person liked, you just don't need protection. I mean, it's to protect the speech that someone doesn't like.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. We're talking with Doug Pierce. National Police Association has filed a FOIA request for the manifest. What's the legal roadmap ahead? Where's this going to go? And, you know, just procedurally.
We are entitled to a quick disposition of this. How quick, it remains to be seen. By that, I mean, in one of these open records cases, you're entitled to an order requiring the custodian of the records, in this case, the Metropolitan Government of Nashville, Davidson County, to appear and show cause why the relief that we have requested should not be granted. And so that's where we're at right now, making an effort to try to get a hearing as soon as reasonably practical. I mean, it won't be, you know, overnight. It may not even be in 2 or 3 weeks, but it's going to be much quicker than litigation that, you know, typically goes on for years or plus. So I'm hopeful that we'll get some sort of hearing maybe in 3 weeks, but that depends upon the court's schedule and also the schedule of the law department for Metro Nashville.
You know, I got to tell you, and I think I speak for a lot of listeners. I think if a person running for judge, you know, where they're elected, or someone in the legislative realm wanted to call themselves, I'm the Speedy Gonzales in the legal realm guy. Why do you guys keep kicking the can down the road and the judges keep letting you get away with it? I don't mean you. I mean collectively. Why? What's this 30-day extension? Oh, 6 months? You know, why is that? I mean, most of us have to get our work done in, you know, like a week or two or three.
You know, well, in litigation, it's incredibly simple. And that's it. When one side wants to do something, the other side wants to do the opposite. So if one person wants to move quick, the other side wants to move slow. Now, going back to a point that you made, which is true, I mean, we've been told this is going to be released. So it's conceivable that our lawsuit could be mooted at any moment if all of the information we have requested is released. Now, and as you've pointed out, I mean, they're saying they're going to do it. We shall see.
Okay, well, maybe your pressure on them will, you know, will bring some answers. I hope so. And I'm hoping that the police officers who are represented by the NPA, I don't know how many are or aren't, if all of them in the country are, but those who work with Nashville that did such a great job, you know, the members of that department, maybe they can put some pressure on their administration to get the let out. It's about time. Doug Pierce, thanks for being with me, and thanks for your great analysis on a couple of topics today. Really appreciate it.
Okay, very much enjoyed talking with you.
All right, there he is. Doug Pierce from the National Police Association.